You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Sky-high prices for prescription drugs have made a lot of headlines recently. $600 EpiPens, $1,000 Hep C pills, cancer drugs that cost as much as a luxury car. And most patients stuck with a big price tag deal with their frustrations by venting on social media. But a group of California biohackers is taking a radically different approach. Even though they are not trained scientists, they are attempting to make their own medicine, in their case, insulin. From the Bay Area, Andrew Stelzer reports.
What would happen if your high school science and art classes were forced to be held together in the same space? It might look something like counterculture labs.
Just turn on the whip. And here it goes.
Funded in part by a Kickstarter, it's an all-volunteer biohacking lab in Oakland, California. Biohacking, in case you're unfamiliar with the concept, is an evolving term, but basically it means citizen science, people doing research and experiments on their own, not usually affiliated with a university or corporation. At this lab, anyone can walk in off the street and get involved in projects, like Tamari Kurtadze, who at the moment is helping extract DNA from mushrooms.
If you're interested and you're willing to do something, you're willing to read up on, you know, procedures and come and help out in any way you can, we are welcoming to people. I've seen other hackerspaces where they require you to take certain classes before they allow you to do anything.
It's colorful and chaotic, with flyers all over the walls and workspaces scattered around. There's a pounding noise coming through the ceiling from a dance class upstairs. But past the line of blue masking tape on the floor where the three donated lab benches sit, there's no food or drink allowed, and it's more or less clean and sterile. Today's projects include a group trying to engineer vegan cheese, a fermentation workshop, and over by the autoclave, the Open Insulin Project is in full swing.
So the little bit of glowiness is maybe a sign that our E. coli has made the proinsulin stuff because it is fused with green fluorescent protein.
A group of volunteers is shining an ultraviolet light onto a Petri dish. If they see a green fluorescent glow, it's a protein, and it could be attached to an insulin precursor. Project co-founder Anthony DeFranco, who has type 1 diabetes himself, is leading the group.
There have been a couple occasions where I've thought I've seen some very faint glow, but you know, that isn't anywhere near a conclusive result.
That glow, if they see it, is just one step in a long and improbable process. The idea is to modify the human insulin gene, shortening the complicated middle part, also called the C-chain, which would make it easier to make what's known as proinsulin. Proinsulin is a substance produced by the pancreas that helps most of us produce insulin. But type 1 diabetics don't make enough of it. The idea here is that if DeFranco and his fellow researchers could nail down the recipe for producing proinsulin, it would then be shared online. Everything here is open source, in hopes that one or more drug manufacturers would run with it and eventually bring a cheaper version of insulin to market. So why go through all this trouble? DeFranco says it's a matter of life or death.
Personally, I have access to insulin right now, because I live in a developed country and I'm in a decent financial position. If a generic could be brought to market and if production could be started in areas of the world where people don't have access, then that could save millions of lives and save millions of people from the complications of diabetes, which are quite grim and severe.
See, here's the thing. Unlike the medicines used to treat many common ailments, there is no generic insulin available to diabetics. A big part of the problem is that there are three giant companies, Eli Lilly, Sanofi, and Novo Nordisk, who own the patents to the commonly used forms of insulin. That means no one else is allowed to create it the same way. Thus, those three corporations dominate the market and control pricing. Aaron Little is the founder of Sucre Blue, a nonprofit supporting access and affordability for chronic disease treatment. She's also a type 1 diabetic and at times has struggled to find affordable insulin herself.
The kind of levels of desperation you see here in the U.S. are quite shocking in the sense that It's very, very common to use animal insulin. I've also heard really extreme things such as buying insulin off dead people or finding black market insulin.
That's just in the U.S. A 2010 survey by Health Action International found families in many less developed countries would need to spend a quarter to a half of their monthly income to buy one vial of insulin from a private pharmacy. And in some countries, an adequate supply of insulin simply doesn't exist because of both cost and corruption. So could a bunch of ragtag non-scientists in Oakland break Big Pharma's monopoly?
Within the access to medicine community, people are definitely watching this project.
Little says theoretically the Open Insulin Project could disrupt the market by creating a generic that didn't violate insulin's corporately owned patents. But there are huge financial and logistical challenges just to get a drug through the FDA's approval process.
It would save lives. It would be brilliant. But over the years, you do get kind of jaded in a sense where sometimes it's better to wait and see what happens than get your hopes up and then be very disappointed later when it doesn't happen.
Do you need, is that just broth or do you need agar as well?
Counterculture Labs co-founder Patrick Dazelier says the group knows their work will be difficult, but for him, it's not just about the product, but the process of demystifying science.
For a lot of these projects, if we were to turn them into a startup and get a couple of $1 million in funding, we could probably achieve our goal much faster. But we really feel that this kind of science needs to be democratized. This is going to be what will dominate our lives for the next many decades, I think. So we really want to educate as many people as possible to sort of know the way around the wet lab.
If everything goes well, the hope is that a new generic form of insulin might be only 1 or 2 years away from starting FDA trials, and that in nearby Silicon Valley, there could be some big money investors with an interest in funding medicine that goes against the capitalist grain. For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.